Federal safety investigators have all but ruled out terrorism in last week's crash of American Airlines Flight 587 in Queens, New York. They are closely examining the vertical stabilizer of the tail section. The tail fin on the Airbus A300 broke off just before the jet lost control. The crash killed all 260 people on board and at least five residents of Queens. The National Transportation Safety Board is reviewing the history of the aircraft, trying to determine what caused that tail fin to snap off. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
NTSB investigators know this much. The aircraft that became Flight 587 was born in 1988 in Toulouse, France, at the Airbus manufacturing plant. A defect was discovered in the tail fin of the plane before it was ever delivered to American Airlines. Investigators say layers near one of the fittings of the tail fin were found delaminated. That is, the tightly bound layers were separating. Airbus engineers repaired the delamination with a patch or a doubler to strengthen it, and then it was delivered to American Airlines. The tail fin on the A300 is made of composite material. It's a carbon fiber material that's much lighter and much, much stronger than steel. Composites as aircraft parts are relatively new. Investigators know of no other crash involving a failed composite part. But there are a few known composite experts. One of them is Professor Isaac Daniel, an engineer who was born and raised in Greece. He now runs the Center for Intelligent Processing of Composites at Northwestern University. Daniel says if he found a flaw on a crucial aircraft component, he would not repair it, but build a new one.
I would discard it. I would say if I found a damage in a critical area, like a fitting, if there's a question as to whether that has good structural integrity, I would be very conservative and not use that part, even with a patch.
Daniel says there are two ways to detect a flaw in a composite part. The professor is in his laboratory tapping his knuckle on a sample piece of charcoal-colored composite.
I just hit it like this, and if it gives a ringing sound like this, it gives me the impression, confidence that it looks good and it was well cured.
But he says the only scientific way to detect a flaw in composites is through ultrasound. That's what NTSB investigators are doing now. They want to know whether fatigue over time stressed the tail fin to the point where one calamitous shaking of the plane was all that was needed to doom it. It's either that, they say, or a lethal combination of turbulence and twisting of the plane caused either by the aircraft itself or by the pilot's maneuvering. Investigators say Flight 587 hit two heavy rounds of wake turbulence from a Japan Airlines plane flying in front of it. Just seconds after that, the plane whipped back and forth dramatically. Then the tail snapped off. Investigators know that the rudder, which moves the plane left or right, was moving, and they're trying to determine whether the pilots pushed the rudder too hard, trying to escape the turbulence, or whether it was the aircraft moving the rudder on its own. Regardless, investigators say aircraft parts, with the exception of engines, are not supposed to just fall off the way the tail fell off American Flight 587. Investigators say it will be many months before they fully understand why. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.